It's Coach's Day here on 94.1 MyFM, and in studio I have Katherine Jansen with us, and she's a cancer coach. Now, Katherine, for those maybe unaware, let's kind of start off with what exactly is a cancer coach?
Thank you very much, Kennedy, for having me on MyFM today. You know, I think as a cancer coach that a lot of the work that we do are for people who have cancer and or who have chronic health conditions, not necessarily like Alzheimer's, just debilitating chronic disease, and we can support them and hopefully make changes in their lives and help them make minor adaptations so that they can cope and still feel good about where they are and what they're doing.
Now, for those who maybe don't know your backstory and your history, how did you get involved in this?
I started off after having breast cancer, and I struggled with my surgical drains. And as you know, I developed BRCA shirts. And then this was just before COVID, of course. And so I was selling to the hospitals and to the gift shops with my shirts. And then with COVID, of course, I couldn't do that. But I found that people in the community knew that I was a cancer patient and started calling me and asking me questions. And they needed support so much that I decided, well, you know what? I can't sell my shirts, but I can give back and help them. And that's when I took the opportunity to become a cancer coach. I'm a retired registered nurse and working in critical care. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity for me to use my nursing education, my IT degree, and look at cancer support and do something special for these women, because I know the struggles that I went through, and I don't want anyone to ever have to feel that they're alone in facing cancer and the struggles that the women have. And it doesn't matter if it's breast cancer, abdominal cancer, or what kind of cancer, or when you're with chronic illness.
Yeah, I guess kind of stemming off some of those comments, I know you mentioned a little bit, but what do you kind of get out of the experience of being a cancer coach?
You know what the nicest thing is that it's giving back. It's the feeling that I can make a difference for people who are struggling. And besides that, I want them to know that knowledge is power. And by understanding physiologically how their body functions, that they can then feel confident and feel good about the choices that they make.
Now, obviously, I'm sure you've gone through many struggles in your life, but as far as your venture in coaching, what would you say is the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is helping people set expectations and setting measurable but easily adaptable and workable plans. People have a tendency to want to just have a quick fix. There is no quick fix for anything. What we need to look at is compartmentalizing and breaking things down into little tiny steps so that everyone feels good. And as you start to make changes and you know what you choose, because I don't tell them what to do, because there's no use me helping them if it's what I want them to do. They have to feel good and comfortable in their own skin and where they want to go, and set plans for a future so that they have hope, because that is what will make that difference for them, and that is why they will live.
Now, this is probably a very specific avenue of coaching, but what advice would you have for someone maybe hoping to step into a role like yours?
We can never give back enough. And I'm seeing more and more cancer patients as they go through taking a look and trying to help others, because you do not want to see others make the same mistakes you did.
Obviously, again, I'm sure you have a long list of them, but is there any accomplishments that kind of stand out to you in your career as a cancer coach?
That people are starting to be aware that I'm there. And I was asked by Surviving Breast Cancer Canada to do several of my education programs for them, which are online, and Healing Strong in the U.S. as well. And I've been working with the Moffitt Cancer Center in Florida that's taking off, and they're creating a brand new cancer center. And they've asked me to do some little tiny 5-minute snippets at some of their concerts or fundraising. And I think this is kind of some of those neat things we could do in giving back.
Amazing. Katherine, thank you so much for taking time to teach us about the role of a cancer coach, and of course for being a part of our special day here on 94.1 MyFM.